Nolte, Biden Family Corruption Spreads into Coronavirus Response. By John Nolte on October 13, 2020. According to the far-left Politico, we can now add Joe Biden's son-in-law to the members of the Biden family who have put themselves into a position to profit off the former vice president's position and power. Biden's daughter, Ashley, is married to Philadelphia head and neck Dr. Howard Crane. The two met in 2010 and married in 2012. Currently, Crane serves as chief medical officer for a firm called Startup Health, an investment firm that, according to Politico, unveiled a new coronavirus initiative soliciting pitches from entrepreneurs with products that addressed the outbreak. And now Crane is advising the Biden campaign on the coronavirus. The conflict of interest here is obvious. Crane is not only in a position to shape policy in a way advantageous to his firm, he can get a heads up on what's coming. For an investment company, that's the golden ticket. Politico reports. Even informal input or the perception of access can be valuable in healthcare, a heavily regulated sector that is influenced by federal policy and spending priorities. Sometimes, the perception is all you need, said Laura Huang, a professor at Harvard Business School who studies the early-stage investment process. Signaling is very important for startups and investors alike, and one signal is high-profile individuals who can help provide access. So here we go again. Yet another member of the Biden family who just happens to be in a sweet position to rake in the bucks off of influencing the old man. Also on the sleazy list are Joe Biden's son Hunter and Joe Biden's brother Frank. In the book Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite, the latest investigative work from Government Accountability Institute, GAI, President and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer, we learned how Hunter Biden was able to make himself wealthy from China and Ukraine using his father's influential role as vice president as it pertains specifically to both those countries. In the case of China, as was summarized earlier from Schweitzer's reporting, Hunter Biden in 2012 inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the state-owned Bank of China to create a private equity fund called Bohai Harvest RST, only 12 days after he visited China with his father aboard Air Force Two. That's $1.5 billion, billion with a B. And then there's Ukraine, a country where Hunter Biden does not know the language. And a shady energy company called Burisma put Hunter on its board and paid him around $1 million a year, even though Hunter had no known experience in the energy sector. During an interview earlier this year, Schweitzer laid out the suspicious timing behind all of this. The key on all this stuff you have to look at, I think with corruption, is timing. And you mentioned Ukraine. The timing is clear, February of 2014. Putin moves into Crimea, that creates this whole crisis. In March of 2014, Joe is point person on Ukraine policy. Within 3 weeks, Ukrainians suddenly decide, hey, Hunter Biden is the guy, the expert, we want to join this company. And yeah, we need to pay him $1 million a year. You look at that and think, this is absurd. It's not like he was advising Ukraine in 2005. Same thing with China. They do the pivot to China in 2011, 2012. Joe goes over there on one of his first significant trips, and what does he do? His son comes with him, and 10 days after the trip, the son suddenly announces this $1.5 billion private equity deal. It's clear, it's crystal clear what's going on. As far as Joe's brother Frank, Schweitzer explained how he set up a company to grab taxpayer money by way of charter schools. Frank realizes is that there's not much money to be made in running charter schools. The money is to be made in the real estate of charter schools. So basically he gets involved with investors, they buy properties, and then they lease these to charter schools. And charter schools, using taxpayer money, are essentially paying off their leases. Some of the people that finance these deals are the most sketchy of characters. There's a guy that has a criminal record, a violent criminal record from the past, was widely believed in southern Florida for being involved in the drug trade. His brother actually was found in a shallow grave because of a major drug deal gone bad. And yet Frank Biden did major financial real estate transactions and deals with these guys and helped them make money through this charter school grift. Late last month, we also learned that, in 2014, Hunter Biden received $3.5 million from Yelena Baturina, a powerful oligarch and the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. In 2014, Joe Biden was vice president. A Senate report laid out the sleazy details. Can someone tell me why anyone would give Hunter Biden even a red cent were he not the vice president's son? The man is a mess. Has been a mess his whole life. Has nothing to offer outside of access and influence, if you can afford it. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.